Coda. Pages from a Writer's Journal. July 12, 1977. Man, it's good to be back in Bridgeton. They always treat us well in what Joe still calls Nana Town, but Owen fussed almost nonstop. He's better since we got back home. We only stopped once in Waterville to grab grub at the Silent Woman. I've had better meals there, I must add. Anyway, I kept my promise to myself and went on a grand hunt for that Dark Tower story as soon as I got back. I'd almost given up when I found the pages in the farthest corner of the garage, under a box of Tab's old catalogs. There was a lot of spring thaw drip over there, and those funny blue pages smell all mildewy. But the copy is perfectly readable. I finished going over it, then sat down and added a small section to the way station material, where the gunslinger meets the boy Jake. I thought it would be kind of fun to put in a water pump that runs on an atomic slug, and so I did so without delay. Usually, working on an old story is about as appetizing as eating a sandwich made with moldy bread. But this felt perfectly natural, like slipping on an old shoe. What exactly was this story supposed to be about? I can't remember, only that it first came to me a long, long time ago, driving back from up north with my entire family snoozing. I got thinking about that time David and I ran away from Aunt Ethelyn's. We were planning to go back to Connecticut, I think. The Grups, i.e. grown-ups, caught us, of course, and put us to work in the barn sawing wood. Punishment detail, Uncle Oren called it. It seems to me that something scary happened to me out there, but I'll be damned if I can remember what it was. Only that it was red, and I thought up a hero, a magic gunslinger, to keep me safe from it. There was something about magnetism, too, or beams of power. I'm pretty sure that was the genesis of the story, but it's strange how blurry it all seems. Oh, well, who remembers all the nasty little nooks of their childhood? Who wants to? Not much else happening. Joe and Naomi made playground, and Tabby's plans for her trip to England are pretty much complete. Boy, that story about the gunslinger won't get out of my head. Tell you what old Roland needs. Some friends. July 19th, 1977. I went to see Star Wars on my motorcycle tonight, and I think it'll be the last time I climb on the bike until things cool off a little. I ate a ton of bugs. Talk about protein. I kept thinking about Roland, my gunslinger from the Robert Browning poem, with a tip of Hatlow's hat to Sergio Leone, of course, while I rode. The manuscript is a novel, no doubt, or a piece of one, but it occurs to me that the chapters also stand on their own, or almost. I wonder if I could sell them to one of the fantasy mags, maybe even to fantasy and science fiction, which is, of course, the genre's holy grail. Probably a stupid idea. Otherwise, not much doing but the All-Star game, National League 7, American League 5. I was pretty hammered before it was over. Tabby, not pleased. August 9th, 1978. Kirby McCauley sold the first chapter of that old Dark Tower story of mine to fantasy and science fiction. Man, I can hardly believe it. That is just so cool. Kirby says he thinks Ed Furman, the ed-in-chief there, will probably run everything of the DT story that I've got. He's going to call the first bit, "The Man in Black Fled Across the Desert and the Gunslinger Followed, etc., etc., blah, blah, bang, bang." The Gunslinger, which makes sense. Not bad for an old story that was moldering away, forgotten in a wet corner of the garage last year. Furman told Kirby that Roland has a feel of reality that's missing in a lot of fantasy fiction, and wanted to know if there might be even more adventures. I'm sure there are even more adventures, or were, or will be. What's the proper tense when you're talking about unwritten tales? But I have no idea what they might be. Only that John Jake Chambers would have to come back into it.